We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Those are real yo's. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Good morning.
Whew. All right. I guess DJ Envy must be running a little bit late. I feel like he's going to run in here at any second.
Well, it's the weather. The weather is really bad here in the tri-state area. I know we're a nationally syndicated morning show, but in the tri-state area, the weather is terrible. It's disgusting. It's rainy. It's flooding in places.
It's been raining for like 4 days straight here, maybe five.
It definitely is. So
I know because I have I'm working on doing like a rehab of my house in Brooklyn, and they haven't been able to do any work for like the past 5 days because of the weather.
So, you know, you can't drive as fast as you need to. And in the morning, if anybody knows anything about the mornings are like football. So it's a game of inches. So we all got our routines, right? So if you don't get up at a certain time and get out the house at a certain time, and if you're not going a certain speed, you're not going to get the way you need to be at the proper time. So that's probably why Envy is late. Mm. Yeah. But we have a great show today. We have a very special guest, an icon living, walking memorial. The legend known as, what is he known as? Diddy? Sean Combs?
I think he goes by Diddy, but he also goes by Love.
Yesterday he was saying his name is Smoke.
For a minute it was Brother Love, then it was just Love.
Yep. Yep.
But now it's, I think it's back. He said whatever you want to call him, though.
Yes.
Sean Combs.
Yes. And all of that is back. He's got Sean John back. He's got a new label called Love Records where he's focusing on nothing but R&B. And he'll be here this morning to talk to us about it. There goes Rashawn.
Good morning, guys.
Jacket matching his beard. Jacket
Hello.
Matching his Beijing.
Rashawn.
It's just for me.
Hey, you know who I ran into last night? What's Whitehead?
Whitehead.
Preacher. What's the preacher?
Oh, Bishop Lamar Whitehead.
Bishop Lamar Whitehead. I ran into him last night.
Mm-hmm.
That is the bishop who,
got
sadly,
robbed.
People know him from getting robbed in Brooklyn. Yes.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I heard you guys talking about me. I was like, yeah, because every time we see you in the news, it's for something negative. I was like, we prefer to see you for something positive. We want to see you preach.
That's not what we was talking. Oh, yeah, we did say. I said I wanted to see him preach. I wanted to see what his word sounded like.
Let's preach.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I would love to tell Charlemagne. I said, hello.
He's been saying he want to come up here.
Good morning, Mr. Whitehead, Bishop. Good morning,
yes,
Bishop.
He did say that. So, and then we were doing an event in the city. That's why I'm a little late, man. With EYL, Brandon Medford, Milano, Caesar, where we were breaking down just, you know, how different people, you know, have different paths to make money in different industries. So it was pretty dope. It was a great event in the city last night. So shout out to everybody that popped through last night.
Okay.
All right. Let's get the show cracking.
Sean Combs will be here. Love will be here. Smoke will be here.
Yeah.
He's not ducking nothing.
Nothing.
He's answering any and all questions.
Yeah, I mean nothing.
All right. Well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes. Let's talk about Elon Musk. He is going to buy Twitter, allegedly.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Let's get in some front page news. Now we got to congratulate New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge. He had a 62nd home run, I should say. He beat the record last night, so congratulations to him.
Dropping a clues bombs for Aaron Judge out here balling like he on steroids, but he's not.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I wonder how much that 62nd ball is going to go for, whoever caught that, right? A million more?
You think so?
I think so.
And well, you know, crazy part is they want them to do the right thing and just give the ball back to Aaron Judge. Y'all know that's not how this works. Come on,
no
guys.
Way.
Stop it.
No way. All right, what else we got, Easy?
All right, Elon Musk has reportedly changed his mind. He is offering to buy Twitter at the original asking price. And so looks like, according to reports yesterday, it is going to happen. So, you know, again, anything can happen, but, you know, here we go. Back at it again.
Rich people problems.
All right, and a California school has canceled the football season. The players had a slave auction, and a video has surfaced of that. Yuba City United Schools Superintendent Doreen Osumi said the district received this disgraceful video showing members of the River Valley High School varsity football team carrying out this act that was racist. She said, I received a copy of a recording of River Valley High School football team members acting out a reprehensible act of a slave auction. The recording clearly demonstrates that the situation was orchestrated and organized, which underscores my concern that students spent time contemplating this terrible act without the slightest regard that this action is hateful and hurtful. They may argue that it was a joke and they intended no harm, but the fact is that this is not only harmful, it is disgraceful. So the team forfeited last week's game. The students involved in the incident were kicked off the team. There weren't enough players to compete, and then the rest of the season has now been canceled. So that means they have a record of 0-6.
Yeah, I wonder what makes them think that that's funny. Like, what would make them think, you know, this is something that we should reenact in the locker room? And why would the black players go along with that?
Mm. And the video, by the way, is available if you feel like you can even watch that.
Mm-mm. And I do like the whole football season being taken away because they are a team. And I think when you do things like that, it makes other people on the team, everybody has to look out for each other. You keep people out of trouble in that way. Like, if you know that this person on this team does something, it'll affect the whole team.
That
it keeps
sense.
Everybody on point and keeps everybody G-checking each other.
And that's very surprising because most of the times the program is bigger than the school because the program is what brings money in, what brings donors, what brings sponsorships in. So the fact that they canceled the football team means a lot. Now, I wonder how that football team is, though.
I mean, they only said they had six games. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean, years before.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, maybe if it's a big program, because some of these schools are all based around sports and
football. Well, this is high school, so I don't know.
Still.
Yeah.
Most of these programs is based on high school
sports.
And
you said they only had six games? They'll be 0-6 for the season?
Yeah, they had to forfeit the last game because there weren't enough players.
There's only a six-game season, though? That's wild.
Well, six maybe that's
games
all they right have to so far.
Because Logan's game is day up to, I think, this week they got to bye. Next week is their seventh game.
Oh, so they'll be 0-6 for the rest of the season.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Call you. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Carter from Jersey. Can you hear me, Envy?
Hey, Carter from Jersey. Get it off your chest, brother.
I wanted to ask you about the first one. Hey, Ye.
Hey, what up? How you doing, Carteret?
I'm doing good, sugar. I wanted to ask, Envy, is it a good time to buy houses right now? That interest rate is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, the interest rates are high, but if you think about it, I think we've been spoiled because interest rates were always between 4 and 6% the last 10 years. I just think in the last 2 years, we've been spoiled because they dropped down to 1%, 2%, 3%. I think it's going to level out around 5%. It's going to be around 5%. So, I mean, if you're looking for an investment property where you're going to be charging rent, this is one of the best times because rent right now is probably the highest it's been in the last 20 years. So, I mean, people are tied up on the interest rates, but I think this is where the interest rates are going to be in the next couple of years.
Oh, so it's probably just going to sit here. It ain't like it's going to go lower.
Maybe in the next couple of years or so, but you got to remember the interest rates been between 4% and 6%. We just got, you know, kind of lucky with, you know, the last couple of years when they're dropping down into ones. We haven't seen that in, you know, I don't even know.
All right. Yeah. I was just checking in. You the guy.
No, I'm not the guy. I'm just trying to make it happen, brother.
All right. Good luck to NBA. Yeah, I love you. Hey, Charlamagne, Cowboys still trash, my boy.
That's not true, bro. We 3-1 out here. Don't disrespect us.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Will from Jersey. How you guys doing?
Peace, Will.
From Will. Jersey. What up? Get it off your chest.
I don't know if you remember me from last time. I was talking before about how we got to reel our youth in and some of our adults that, about this crime, because they're going to enact some of these laws that's really going to tighten up on us. But anyway, I want to talk about the Fat Joe interview and the controversy. Well, it's not controversy to me, but as far as him saying and kind of standing on it, he tiptoed around it yesterday about the 50-50 creation of hip-hop. Now, it's a touchy subject because you grew up in the tri-state area. The Boricuas, they're like our cousins. You know, you wear the same clothes. You're over at grandma's house. You're watching. You're arguing over what you're going to watch, He-Man or DuckTales or whatever. And so it's a little awkward, but every now and then you got to call your cousin out. So for him to, and yesterday he says, well, we were there. But yeah, of course you were there. I was there when grandma was making the sweet potato pie. I helped her with the mixer, but I didn't make the pie. And the reason why it's important,
I don't think he ever said that, though. No, he never said that Latinas created hip-hop.
He said that half-truth.
He said, we were there. It was 50-50. And what happens, and here's why that's important. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like all throughout history of melanated or black people, our accomplishments is from the Moors or our Egyptian heritage or our Hebrew heritage is that we're very open. We welcome it. We give all the information out. And then as time goes on and others come in power, they kind of write us out of our place in those spaces. So in the next, this is the 50th year of hip hop. In the next 50 years, because their numbers are going to grow and they're going to be the dominant minority, when it's talked about then, it's going to be a 75-25. And guess who's going to be that 25? Us. And here's the litmus test. I'll leave you on this. The litmus test of who created it is what was sampled. It was heavy on James Brown, heavy on Parliament Funkadelic. And even when we went to something else that was kind of stolen from us, rock and roll, it was Billy Squires and I got the big things like that. If it was 50-50, you would have heard more Willie Colon or the Torres brothers. You didn't hear.
But my brother,
music.
I'm not disagreeing with nothing you're saying, but who said it was 50-50? I mean, it's just like, and that's why I'm glad. Who said it was 50-50?
He said it was 50-50. Go look at the Angie Martinez interview.
I didn't see that.
No, I didn't see that. We told you about yesterday's interview because yesterday he didn't say that. Because what he said was
he said that
Latinos contributed to hip hop, and that is a fact. That is true.
If hip hop started in the Bronx, I mean, common sense tells us that, you know, hip hop and Latinos, you know, helped to create a genre. When you talk about guys like DJ Charlie Chase, you talk about the Rocksteady Crew, bro. The Rocksteady Crew was like three Puerto Ricans in the Rocksteady Crew. The breakdancers.
I'm not refuting as far as the whole thing. Help create there and contributing and creating on an island with two separate parts of the island. It's not necessarily the same thing.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, brother.
Yeah, I never thought that Joe said that they created hip-hop. I thought that he said that they were there from the beginning and they, you know, helped contribute to the culture and helped create the culture, which is true.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Peak
Power 105.1. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, lay it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Lena from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, Lena.
Good, get it off your chest.
Hey, today my birthday, and woo-hoo. I just want to give somebody a little motivation. Last year, I got diagnosed with a stomach disease called gastroparesis, and I was fighting for my life. I had like 7 feet in stools. I went from like a 160 to 107. And I just want to say that I made it through it all.
Thank
with
God.
With a Sesame child at that. So I just want to give somebody a little motivation. That's all.
Okay. I love to hear it, man. Thank you so much for calling up. Happy birthday.
Happy
We're so
birthday.
Glad you're here with us and that you made it through.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you so much.
I love that. She sounded so positive. That was great motivation. Imagine that. She went from 160 to 107.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina, get it off your chest.
All right. I'm mad as hell.
Why are you mad as hell?
Radio, and they said, I no longer support Kanye West for wearing a White Lives Matter shirt and that it's hard for them to support him now. Okay, this pisses me off because you got people out here that are not black and they're wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. They're supporting it. They're all for it. Kanye West's children are half white. So I can't see how somebody can come and say that they will no longer support Kanye West because he is wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. That's like somebody getting on the radio and saying, well, I no longer support Eminem because he's wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt. Come on now.
Well, do you know why people say Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter. That's the problem.
I know, I'm not saying they don't, but do you know why people say Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
But do you know what Black Lives Matter came from?
I agree
from?
With
do you.
You
know, Do you know why the whole movement and what that term even means and why it was created?
People didn't even start saying White Lives Matter until...
I'll say multiple felons are involved in that statement because there's cops killing black people. There's racism all over. There was slavery. We know that. But so, the thing is, when you guys get on the radio and you hop on saying, oh, well, I'm no longer supporting Kanye because he's supporting White Lives Matter.
I never said that. I don't think anybody up here said that, but I just want you to know that, you know...
I said that 2 days ago because I've been calling for 2 days trying to get a hold of you guys because this is why racism starts. You guys make some kind of comments like that, and it's like, damn.
You think that's why racism starts?
I don't think anybody up here said that.
Yes, they did. This is 97.9, right?
No, it's not, actually.
Well, yeah, it is.
I will say this.
I mean, look, Black Lives Matter, like you just said, was about the fact that black lives haven't mattered to so many people for so long, like police officers, like, you know, people for such a long time, it hasn't mattered. This is just saying, yes, black lives do matter. Just treat us as equal.
Yo, it's just as simple as this.
You guys, everybody needs to understand that all life matters, though. There's a lot of people here that are not black, and we feel like we're f***ing garbage.
Listen, you don't have to curse, but please understand that people did not say in White Lives Matter until the world started affirming black folks by saying Black Lives Matter.
You guys can't get mad if Kanye is supporting White Lives Matter if his children are white.
I don't think there's ever been a question about whether or not White Lives Matter. That's what Black Lives Matter is about. It's never been a question. White lives have always mattered here in the United States.
They haven't. People don't even mean nothing nowadays, to be honest with you.
We don't even
get supported. If we want to go into it,
the
Arabics and the Mexicans actually are immigrants and they got more entitlements than the black and the white.
Your life does matter. Have a great day. We appreciate you so much. But I know
facts are facts, my baby, because if somebody hopped on the radio and said, we ain't supporting Eminem no more because he's wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, it would be a whole different situation.
I wouldn't care.
And I guarantee you that some people would say that.
I just know that the statement, I just know.
I guarantee you that some people would say that.
Racism definitely needs to stop.
Racism
needs to stop. We agree there. But just know that the statement White Lives Matter is just an attempt to excuse the slaughter of black people in this country. It's really just that simple. It's like nobody even started saying White Lives Matter until the whole world started affirming black people by saying Black Lives Matter.
Bro, it's Wednesday.
I just want her to know. Like, it's like, you know, like these words mean something.
Yes, and sometimes just people just won't get it and you just got to let them go.
Once again,
we appreciate you. Nobody
even started saying White Lives Matter until the whole world started affirming black folks by saying Black Lives Matter. When the world started saying Black Lives Matter, then people started saying White Lives Matter as an attempt to excuse everything that was happening to black people in this country.
Happy hump day, man. All right, we got rumors on the way.
Oh my gosh, another divorce announcement will tell you what long-term couple is getting divorced, and I know none of us saw this coming.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk divorces.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Man, it looks like Miguel and his wife, Nazanin Mandy, have filed for divorce. Even though they had gotten back together earlier this year, if you guys remember, they had filed for divorce previously, and then they got back together. But now it looks like after almost 4 years of marriage, they are actually going to get divorced. There is a prenup, and according to TMZ, they said the couple was photographed together as recently as July, and in the documents, she does not list the date of separation. That section of the paperwork says TBD. So they had split up. You know, they were together for 17 years, by the way, but just married for almost 4 years.
I hate the D word, man. Divorce sucks, sucks to hear about, man. So sending both of them positive energy.
Now, Tia Mowry and Corey Hardrick also are filing for divorce. And she announced the split yesterday on Instagram. She said, I've always been honest with my fans, and today is no different. I wanted to share that Corey and I have decided to go our separate ways. We will maintain a friendship as we co-parent our beautiful children. I'm grateful for all the happy times we had together. And want to thank my friends, family, and fans for your love and support as we start this new chapter moving forward in our lives. So she filed for divorce from her husband yesterday, according to documents obtained by People.
Man, once again, I hate the D word. Divorce sucks to hear about. Sending them both positive energy, too.
Now, Nia Long, in the meantime, in the middle of everything that's been happening with her longtime Boyfriend and fiance, Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka, posted a tip for mental health. Learn to distinguish who deserves an explanation, who deserves one answer, and who deserves absolutely nothing. So that is, I guess, especially in the wake of everything that's happening, how she's feeling. Now, her ex has weighed in on everything that's been going on with Nia Long and with Ime. And, you know, he says to the Daily Mail, he said, Ime made a mistake. He's not a bad guy. Hopefully he's learned from this. And he also said, he's a good man. All these years, I'm happy he's in my son's life. Every man needs another chance. Like the Bible says, the flesh is weak. He's not a bad guy. And, you know, that's what her ex, Masazi, has to say.
Why would he be giving a statement?
They probably asked him. That's why. Everybody's trying to get some type of statements on things. And, you know, they still have a good relationship.
Yeah, but why would he give a statement? For that reason you just said. If they have a good relationship, if that's the father of the child, like, why? Like, if she hasn't said, if she hasn't said anything, why is he speaking?
Absolutely.
I have no idea. And Tom Brady and Giselle have hired divorce lawyers.
Goodness gracious.
The relationship issues they've been having. They've been living separately for the past couple of months. Apparently, they had a really big fight, and now they're looking to divide up their assets. So one source told Page Six, I never actually thought how's this argument would be the end of them, but it looks like it is. I don't think there will be any coming back now. They both have lawyers and are looking at what a split will entail, who gets what, and what the finances will be.
I mean, they're both so filthy rich. Like, they actually, her net worth is higher than Tom's. So they should just go on their separate ways.
No, hopefully they can make it work, man. You know,
bro, she got, I don't know if y'all know that. Giselle's caked up.
Yeah, she's caked up.
Like, half a billy.
Half the money. They got kids. You want the family to work.
Of course I want the family to work. But I'm talking about splitting up assets.
I'm sure they don't care about that. That's the small stuff.
You got yours. You go that way. I got mine. I'll go this way. And Tom got that big $390-something million contract coming. Like, we good.
All right, well, that is your... That's a sad rumor report.
Yeah, very sad.
It's yours.
I'm sure they don't
you
care
put it
about
together. What you mean?
These things were all in the news.
What I reported is so sad. What I decided to report is so sad.
I mean, it's not my fault these were big stories
yesterday.
I don't know how you avoid talking about big stories.
Fellas, call your wife this morning. Tell her you love her.
Please. Man, marriage is beautiful.
Text her, just say, hey, babe, think about you.
Man.
Or just, right, sorry.
Are you texting me right now, Charlamagne?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, that is your rumor.
Must be dreaming, per usual.
Are you texting me right now? What's
you got a wild imagination. No. Everybody, y'all see me, right? You know, you do realize the camera's on me. I know we old and you still think we on the radio and nobody can see us, but I'm right here. Okay.
You just tell me if you miss me. You can just say it. Just say you love me. Just
Nick,
say it.
Put the camera back on me. Come on.
Say it.
Come on.
Say it.
What?
We got front page news next. We'll be talking about
you. I want a divorce, Envy. Okay, how about that?
You want to split the assets? What you want to split?
You want me to split what? Do you want me to split your what? Just got
Don't come over here. Don't come over here, man. You just said
tell
divorce.
Me to split your what?
I didn't. No.
That's what I heard.
We got front page news. I didn't say that.
You just said
I know
split
I did
your
not.
What?
No. Go
I'm
back over
gonna
there.
Tease front page news. Since you guys we talked about cheating, let's talk about somebody else who likely cheated and actually got money from it.
What? All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Monsters and How to Tame Them. Hear Kevin Hart's hilarious and smart advice on low self-esteem. Start listening when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at the Home of Storytelling. Audible.com/Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I really
Club.
Want to know how come SZA didn't come out with an album after this song.
Maybe it wasn't done.
So they would release a single, but the album ain't done?
Yeah.
More people, you know, people
care
more about
the
singles.
It's been a year.
Yeah, but people care more about the singles now. You know, people.
I'm just releasing singles. I'm thinking about that tweet she put out where she said, if you want to know why my album ain't coming out, blame Punch. Or something to that effect. I just want to know why.
All right, but let's get in some front page news. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. He hit a 60-second home run, beating the record.
Without steroids. Dropping a clues bomb for Aaron Judge, baby. Okay, I love when a man looks like he's on steroids, but he's not.
Now, also, concussion doctor Bennett Amulu says Tua should give up football forever, and that's because they believe he had two concussions in the last, 4 days? He had two concussions, so that's what they're saying. I mean, it's very scary, especially when you got a child, a son that plays football, because you never want that to happen to him, and football is so big, so it's kind of hard to say, no, we don't want you to play football when a town plays football, but I think Logan's going to be my last kid playing football. Jackson ain't playing football.
Now, if I'm Tua, do I go get a second opinion? Because that's your life. You don't want to give up the you know, your dream, what you've been working for your whole life. So you go get a second opinion, right?
I believe so. But there have been people that had numerous concussions, though, right?
Yeah, but how are they doing now?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Have you checked on them lately?
That is true.
And I'm sure everybody's different, too. You don't know how it might affect you later.
You're right. Well, what else you got, Easy?
All right. Well, a teenage chess grandmaster, Hans Niemann, they're saying likely cheated in more than 100 online matches, including some of those that had prize money involved. Chess.com did a 72-page report that they released yesterday. And he's a world chess champion. He's only 19. And they said that he privately confessed to cheating to the website's chief chess officer in 2020. He was temporarily banned from the platform after that. And then they said he gave his previous acknowledgments of cheating. And there were suspicions about his recent play and concerns about the steep, inconsistent rise in his rank. So they said they don't doubt that he's a talented player. We note that his results are statistically extraordinary. So he previously admitted publicly to cheating in online matches at the ages of 12 and 16. But they're saying these cheating allegations happened a lot more recently. So chess.com has millions of users and hosts more than 10 million chess games a day, according to owners of the site. And so to detect suspected cheating, the website does use software that flags suspicious moves by comparing a player's moves to those that are suggested by a chess engine. And fewer than 0.14% of players ever cheat on the site, though, according to this report.
The irony of this story is I randomly came across something yesterday where this guy had met a woman online who knew how to play chess, and he was trying to figure out how to play chess fast, and somebody sent him a whole tutorial on how to cheat at chess online. So to basically look like you know how to play, but you don't know how to play. I randomly just read this yesterday.
Yeah, now how do you come back from that? 19 years old, you just want to win so badly that you just cheat. Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, he did say that he is completely ashamed. I'm telling the world because I don't want misrepresentations and I don't want rumors. I've never cheated in an over-the-board game. And other than when I was 12 years old, I have never cheated in a tournament with prize money. So he confessed to that a little while ago. But now they're saying that the cheating was taking place a lot more recently.
Now, did he cheat or did he just use the performance-enhancing drug that is the internet?
That is cheating, though.
It's
not you if you're using, you know, the suggested plays.
So why play online? If I'm the chess people, why even have these matches online if you know that there's the potential for that? Like, some things should remain in person. Everything don't got to be digital.
Well, they did say that less than 0.14% of... Less than 0.14% of people cheated on the website. So I guess it's not that easy. And they also have software that can see when you're doing those moves that are suggested,
Or did less than 1.4% of the people get caught?
But they can flag it because if things are suspicious and they compare it to, like, the chess engine, because that's how people were cheating, using a chess engine. So I guess it's easy to detect with that software that's, like, you know.
I just think some things should still be done in person.
I think they do it in person as well. I know a lot of people that play chess all the time, they like to play online because it really helps sharpen their moves when they do it in person. Mm. All right, and that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, Diddy will be joining us.
The icon living, Sean Combs.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. So don't
Puffy,
move.
Puff Daddy, PD. He's calling himself Smoke this morning, though.
Yeah, make sure you listen because you don't want to miss anything. It's a lot.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
We got Diddy or Love.
Love.
Love. We got Love.
You look
building.
Very New Yorkish today.
Oh, man.
You got the Timbs on with the puppy.
Welcome home, Diddy.
I feel like you just bought that.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't have that in Cali.
Yeah, I didn't have this in LA. So. Yeah, no. It definitely, I feel good. I was saying thank y'all for the balloons and everything. Just thank, you know, everybody for the love, because I was just in the spirit of gratitude of just like how important it is as an artist to get an opportunity to come on the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm Puff or just like, you know, just the things that I have on the schedule, it really is a blessing. So yeah, I'm just here blessed. Excited and
always a pleasure to see you.
I used
you.
To be scared to do the morning, the Breakfast Club. I ain't scared no more.
You
should never be scared. But we want to appreciate you because you were one of the first people that believed and put us on your platform.
That is very true.
Partnership with you guys. And when a lot of people were scared, you know, we came on early on, you know what I mean, when you were building Revolt. And we just always want to say thank you for that.
Oh,
we
man. Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, we do this because you are a living legend. I know
Absolutely.
People like to throw that term around now, but you really are an icon living.
I appreciate that. And, feels good.
And I had a chance to see you at the iHeart Festival. I went to Vegas, so you tore it down, and you had your son on stage. I saw the live that you did beforehand.
Yeah.
Saying how he has a hit record right now.
Yes. Christian, which is, you know, my youngest son, and
clone.
Yeah, my clone. He's like my twin. But he always wanted to be on stage since he was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Every time he would be at, you know, on tour, he would just like be mesmerized by the stage and want to get on and talk on the mic to the people. And so he came out, and when he said he wanted to be a rapper, I said, well, you got to do it on your own. So he found his own distribution, mm-hmm. started grinding, but everybody thought that I was helping him, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they was definitely giving him, like, you know, making him work for what he just accomplished, you know what I'm saying? Which was what he had to do. He had to give him, you know, an undeniable hater-proof record.
He got one.
And he got one with Kodak Black, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Bad Boy. He's on the BET Awards tonight performing it.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of him because I had nothing to do with it. I didn't call BET. I didn't call nobody mm-hmm. and ask him. You know, I did ask a couple of DJs since me and him are both on the charts if they could, you know what I'm saying, support the records as family. But that's after he had the hit, you know what I'm saying? Besides that, he got it on his own. And I want to make that clear to people because they definitely made him work for it and he did the work. And congratulations, we the first father and son duo to be on the top 10.
Wow. No competition in the house, though? Is there competition in the house now, though? Like,
wait, let's give it a round of applause. That's legendary.
And that's dangerous territory for him because it's like you sample mm-hmm. Crush on You mm-hmm. and you're saying the can't stop, won't stop, which is a legendary phrase.
Yeah.
That could be very big shoes to fill, but he seems to have done his job.
Yeah, and definitely. I told him, you know, Bad Boy was on pause, and he was like, nah, there's no way I'm letting that. He's so Bad Boy, so he's just taking the flag up himself, and it's really, really proud to see, you know, him to go through, you know, that adversity.
I was asking, is there any friendly competition in the crib at all?
Yeah. The other day, he was charting higher than me out of nowhere, and they just, like, delivered me the message, and I was just like, I know that's my son, but he's not getting to number one before me. I said, that is not the way we come back in together.
Blackballed.
No, I didn't blackball him. I just told my team to turn up. Mm-hmm. And I felt so proud. Like, I felt, like, just so proud.
That's kind of f***ed up,
that he was higher on the chart than me.
Who's higher than him? He is?
I don't think as of today. But
but you got more resources. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You guys go stream.
Hey, yo, it's just like running a race with your pops.
You know what I'm saying? Now, how did you get Young Miami on the remix?
Yeah.
How'd you get cleared?
Did she charge you?
How'd you get it cleared?
Nah. She was at the studio. I said, get on the mic. Let's do this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, she was in the studio.
And she cleared it right away, no problems?
Cleared it right away, yeah. Everything's clear. You know what I'm saying?
So you knew you wanted Young Miami and Ashanti.
Yes. Young Miami was really supposed to just do it for a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She wanted to do the open mic challenge. She really loved the record. And but Ashanti, you know, I just felt Ashanti just because I think that music and art could... You know what I'm saying? It gives you a chance to speak your mind when it comes to the love territory. And, you know, after I seen Irv do his thing, and I was just thinking, I was like, sis may want to, you know, express herself on this song, you know?
Oh, so it's kind of like a rebuttal to the stuff Irv was saying?
Yeah, like, we talk about whatever's going through our lives. Mm-hmm. And Irv is my man, and that's I know Ashanti before. Ashanti was, like, you know, 14. And I just felt like with the music, I'm trying to get real truth out the music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was calling different people that, you know, maybe had public relationships, because that's what, you know, when I made the record, it was from my public relationship and me having to move on. And so that's how it kind of came together. Mm-hmm. And I feel when you make records in that truth, it really jumps out. So, the remix is really crazy. It's like the rest of my remixes. It's going to take the record to the next level. And, they really, really, really did their thing. You know?
That's interesting to see you that vulnerable and even to admit that record is about an ex-relationship.
Yeah. I had when you in this game and you could definitely get an ego, you know what I'm saying, and definitely experience an ego death when it's somebody that you like, nah, we going to make it through anything, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But then when it's over, and then it's over. Like when something's really, really over with a woman, it's over, and you got to move on. And so I really had to learn that in my life. I didn't want to move on. I don't go out without a fight. I'm like crazy boyfriend.
Right. But even after they married and got kids and everything else, you stir up a lot of shit like that, did he?
If they married and got kids, No, I mean, that's when you got to move on. That's the only reason why I moved on. You know what I'm saying? But it's always going to be, you know, that's the thing I have as an artist is my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I maybe cannot write the best rhymes as Kendrick or Nas, but as an artist, artistically telling my truth, you know what I'm saying, whether it's through love or getting money or whatever it is, it's going to like ring true, you know?
What accountability do you take in that coming to an end?
Me? I mean, everything. I was just like, you know, I never been a good boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Are you a whore?
And that's why, no, where I'm single, you know, and I'm honest now. But I was like, I would always be, you know, lying or seeing if, but then the internet just went so crazy, you know, and I definitely was like a, you know, a cheater.
Were you an insecure boyfriend?
Okay. Huh?
Were you insecure?
No, I wasn't insecure. I was just wanting my cake and eat it too. I just wanted it all. I was just a Scorpio.
And you don't want those women to do other things.
With a lot of money, huh?
And you don't want those women to do other things. I think a lot of guys have that where they're like, I want to, you know, be together, be with you, treat you like my woman, have you not do other things, but I'm gonna do other things.
Yeah, I mean, before, I just wanted to have a girlfriend and just have maybe some girls on the side, you know what I'm saying? Just to have, you know what I'm saying? But I had one in my previous relationship. I wanted it to just be like that, you know? And, you know, I had a lot of growing up to do, you know what I'm saying? Even if I was older, I had a, you know, the way I was seeing it, I wasn't seeing it right. You know, you can't play with somebody's life. You can't play with somebody's heart.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm finna make a...
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Diddy.
Carisha say y'all go together real bad.
Bad.
But she also says she's single, so...
Yeah. I mean, Carisha's single. I'm single. And,
It's working for you.
No, I'm saying she's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. This girl is one of the... I'm so blessed to have met this human being. You know what I'm saying? Just the way she makes me laugh, mm-hmm. the way she, you know, just, you know, rides with me and, you know what I'm saying, the support without it having to be, oh, this is my girl or this is this situation. You know what I'm saying? She's, like, has been a real friend. And you don't get, like, you don't find best friends later on in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so she's one of my best friends, and that's really the definition for it. That's my shorty wop. She always going to be laced, always going to be hot, smiling.
I love seeing your dynamics on Carisha, Please. I was like, look at Diddy acting like a little shy.
He blushing now.
You know, kind of.
He blushing behind the shades right now.
Yeah. Not knowing what to say. I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. It's like I'm saying I'm not monogamous, but I'm not ready for, you know what I'm saying, for my soul to be snatched. I'm not trying to be a player. I think dating is important when you've gone through something and you know you're not really ready to be in a relationship and it's getting to an important time, mm-hmm. you know, just taking the time to get to know people, you know. I could have had people that I took the time with to date that I could have been in a relationship with, then broke up with somebody else. But now we dated, we had fun, we saw it didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It didn't last the test of time. So, I mean, that's my world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not taking away from any man that's in love or any people that want to be married or want to, you know, say they monogamous, but they not. I'm just telling the truth.
Real quick.
You want to get married? Because I heard you say
no. I don't want to get married.
You don't want to get married.
No, I don't want to get married, but I would have a ceremony that'd be better for a wedding for my wife.
You just want to have a party.
Yeah, have a party.
It's just a party. It's just a party. It's just a Diddy party.
Nah, because because it would be like a celebration and a ceremony. Mm-hmm. It would be a
celebration of what, though?
A celebration of our love.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we just do it different, King. It's all good.
I was going to say
it'd be a celebration of my love, and she would probably get, you know, $500 million.
And see, that's what I was going to say, right?
Yeah, a woman, she ain't got to get it when she leave, baby. I want you to get it when you're here.
Well, see, that's what I mean, right? It'd be kind of, if a woman's dating you, you're doing things for her that she's never had done before. You're taking them to Italy, you're buying them crazy cars. You can imagine how she might think, he really likes me. But that's just your lifestyle. That's easy for you.
Nah, I really like him if I'm taking to Italy and buying him a car. Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't say I don't say I ain't really like somebody, man.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Time is precious.
I'm still believing that.
No, I'm saying right now I just want to be single and I just want to have different experiences and I want to take my time with my love life and my heart and not have to be doing it for the gram. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if I like you, I'm going to treat you the best. I ain't got no time to be cheap, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no time to play. You know, so if I like you and we like, I need you to be happy every second of the day.
Damn.
Yeah. Women are liking this talk.
Yeah, I don't want to stay on this, but how you going to just give up the $500 million, though? Why did he just get the half million like that?
You know why? Because you can't take it with you, and it's also a lot of stress that sometimes people have to put up with digesting this. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well, you know, be mad in a Maybach.
Now let me ask you this.
I call some my homegirl.
I saw you posting. By the way, your daughters are all absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Great job with all
congratulations
your
congratulations on that kid. Yeah. Absolutely.
So when it comes to them dating, it feels like they're that age. Like, what advice do you give your daughters now when it comes to dating?
I told my daughters straight up. I said, check this out. Dad is like your best friend. I know what all of these guys want to really, really do. I'm going to school y'all to all the truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When it come time to start dating, I'm going to give you all of this, all of the tricks of the trade, you know. And but I'm going to tell you this right now. If you give it away, it ain't worth as much. It ain't worth. Y'all got to wait and take your time. And that's like the conversation to treat yourself like queens. And don't do nothing without coming to talk to me.
Now, what did they say? What did they say? Dad, we love you, Dad. But we see what you do, and we kind of want to follow you because you are our idol, and we look up to you.
I definitely told them, do not follow me. You know what I'm saying? At this point in your life, do not follow me. And, you know, I just said your dad is a unique individual, you know? Your dad, that may not be what you like, or you may fall in love with somebody like your dad that's honest to you. You know what I'm saying?
What if when they're older, in their 20s, they bring home a 50-year-old man? What would you say to that?
I really would just go on who really would love my daughters. I really wouldn't go on an age thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 52. I mean, I feel better than I've ever felt, you know, and it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't really think, you know, once people are adults, that's our choice. And I'm definitely, you know, fly than most, you know.
Young boys?
Young boys or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm just like timeless. I don't really feel time. Like, you know, sometimes when cats be hitting me with the OG, I take it as respect, but sometimes I be feeling like, oh, you think I'm not here no more? Or you think we can't wrestle? You know what I mean? I mean,
what?
Yeah.
That's how you got into a wrestling and move some furniture around. Bro.
Hey, yo.
Don't say wrestle, Diddy. Say fight. Don't say wrestle.
Hey, yo, when I get on you, though, for real, I'm trying to bite your face off. But I don't be doing the same fighting. I'm more of a savage type of fighter. You know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you got into a wrestling match? Bro, when's the last time you got into a fight? And did you win?
It's been a long time.
You don't have to do that kind of stuff.
His name is Love. Okay?
Diddy does his own
word. It's not fight. It's well, love.
I know if I saw you fighting, I'd be like, what's going on? Who not doing their job if Diddy fighting?
Nah, it's a friendly fight. Not no real fight. Not no beef. But, you know, sometimes you got to
punch Envy right now. Friendly.
I'd rather see y'all wrestle, to be honest with you.
What?
You know, she said punch. I'd rather see y'all wrestle.
It's more like grappling. You know what I'm saying? More like
UFC. Why are you doing this?
Hey, yo, check this out. I'm unpausable. You understand what I'm saying? I'm unpausable. Do y'all think that I care with anything or with it?
No.
Hey, yo.
I'm unpausable.
I absolutely don't. Y'all are the killer owned by a black man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I like more hand-to-hand combat. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got to move on. Let's talk about the music.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not your uncle, though. For real, I'm your competition. I could be your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like your Uncle Leroy.
So you don't like Unc, you don't like OG, none of that?
I just like love. No, I don't take it as as anything, but it is 50% of people in their head that's really like, damn, you know what's up, OG? You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you could maybe be a little feeble. Don't let these young niggas fool you. They be trying to motherfucking play you. You know what I'm saying? I could be in something, and it could be, you know, she 28, 30, whatever. Yeah. Then his time is going to come with the OG. Like, he really disrupting something. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be subliminal OG in age hate in the industry. I'm here prime time. I respect the OG, but I'm not like an original gangster. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm king. I'm love.
True.
And so it should apply.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still here with Diddy. Now, the other day we seen you on the phone with Kanye talking fashion. What was that conversation like? And did you see his fashion choices?
Kanye, my boy. Kanye, my boy.
Now, this is where he need the OG
Kanye,
talk.
Kanye, my boy.
White Lives Matter.
Kanye, my boy, is a super, super, super free thinker. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times what he means is like misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes just...
You got to stop making excuses for him, Paul. Yeah,
No. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying if he did it, like, that's the way he thinks. And so, you know, and I understand white lives do matter, but it's not that. That was our slogan. That wasn't our slogan to go share with nobody else. And so... That's the only message. We don't have to condemn Kanye or cancel him. He doesn't have to go crazy. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, you gotta understand like your actions, you know what I'm saying? And so the action of that, you know, I couldn't put out the Kanye and nothing t-shirt. I couldn't do it on today, and I wanted to put out my first t-shirt to tribute Kanye, and I'm still do it. I just need a couple of days to get over this t-shirt. Gotcha. Because right now we the ones that are dying.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That are incarcerated, that are left in poverty, not getting any money for reparations. Yeah. And on top of that, you know, flooding our communities with drugs and guns. And we know all this, and they still not trying to break us off, which that's the next level we got to go to. So it really ain't no time for no other lives mattering right now but the tribe. You have to be unapologetically black and love your people and love your tribe first. If you heard something was going on, your ass would be running to your house first.
That's right.
You would not be going to your neighbor's house first. They'd be running to their house first. We got to run to our house first, and we ain't got no time for, like, no internet, you know what I'm saying? Like, white lives matter, to put that up against the black lives matter. Nah, we need to be focused on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let the white lives, let them white lives they self out. Let's black lives ourselves, you know what I'm saying, right now. And I don't think it's not the time for unnecessary noise. With, you know, him or Karen Owens, you know what I'm saying? Because this is really
Candace,
she Karen Owens now. That's her new name. Candace is too black of a name. She's Karen Owens, all right? But
that's what I've always respected about you, the Jay-Z's of the world, Andre Harrell, God bless the day. Y'all were always unapologetically black in y'all mogul journey. The problem I be having with Ye sometimes, like, he goes out of his way to seek white validation.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's way too serious now. We sitting here, we like this, we less than 1%. Instagram got the algorithm, TikTok got the algorithm of just niggas just having fun, black people just having fun, brown people just having fun, and everybody is starving at a level that I don't think people know. You know what I'm saying? That's really what's going on. So it's just no time to do nothing but to shed light and focus on that. You know what I'm saying? From, as I said, from incarceration to poverty. If somebody want to get a job, how do they get a job? Like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't on Instagram doing digital stuff, there's no other job for you but to sell drugs and, you know what I'm saying, scam or whatever it is. And it's just like we can't be tone deaf.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? As a people. And so to me, it was very tone deaf But I'm not condemning my brother, because I like it when he's a free thinker. Mm-hmm. But I just think that this time is the wrong time, because we don't need to get distracted. We really need to know what's going on besides Instagram. What's going on in our communities?
Right. That's right. I want to talk to you about being an artist, man, because I feel like regardless of how big of a mogul you are, you're always in artist mode. Does that artist hunger ever leave you?
Yeah. I would say I lost my artist for like 8 years, and like the last 2 years, I really started to get it back. When I say I lost my artist, that's the artist, the creativity in me. So that's why I'm at a highly, highly creative zone. I want to send a shout out to all of the seasoned executives and seasoned creatives. I'm always looking for new creatives, but I am trying to poach people from, you know, some of the top companies that know the information that we need to know to be able to not just compete, but to dominate, you know?
It wasn't because the liquor did so well, you pivoted? Because the one time it was all about Ciroc and all about De Leon, and it was less about Diddy the artist.
Yeah, I you know, the money had got to me, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't really inspired. And so, like, yeah, I was really down a road of understanding, you know, like high level corporate business at a whole nother level. And so it was like a time for me to learn more. Mm-hmm. But I was empty, you know what I'm saying? I was empty. I felt lost. My frequency was down, and because I wasn't creating. And so I'm here to create, and sometimes you have to go and touch the money and touch it to realize, that's not what I'm here to do. You know what I'm saying? So artistically, you know, I'm back all the way, you know what I'm saying, as far as my thoughts, and now even the resources. I used to just have picket signs. Now I got, you know, technology. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the highest art that I can. And I'm very excited for Sean John to be back and for me to be starting that project.
We need the Black Velours. The Black Velours need
those. I still have mine.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back. Usually we do rumors, but Diddy's still here. And don't forget, next hour is Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice, get on the phone lines right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Diddy. I was going to ask you, you know, what did you think about, right, where you look at an artist, Mace, right, was upset for you for years?
Yes.
Then down the line, he has an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, his artist is upset because he's basically said, allegedly, that Mace didn't pay him and there was problems.
Yeah.
And do you look at that and be like, that's just an executive, or is it one of those things like, I told you?
First of all,
because what he had a problem with you
of all,
did, his artist
first,
said the same thing.
First of all, see, I didn't do nothing to him. So let's go back to the first of all is there has been negative propaganda put out about me that's not true. Mm-hmm. And has really tried to stain my legacy. I've always been a person, I don't like to get in just talking people's business and things like that. But not right now. I have made it my purpose that when I come back, I can't have y'all following me, because I am here to be a leader and to give some direction. If you think that I'm a scumbag that will ever steal anything, my name is Diddy Sean Combs. I never took nothing from nobody a day in my life. All I've ever given is opportunity and more money than a person was making. So when I hear like, or I see things and I'm like, wow, this vibe that they got on me, like I'm Big Red or something. I came here, I had to open up the doors.
So you're saying you don't steal from artists is what you're saying?
Never.
So how does a narrative like that happen with so many different people?
Because people have this thing called the tap out button. When you get to a certain point and the money is running low, you gotta run this hustle to try to find somebody to blame. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I have all my receipts. And so we are going to do a special, a retrospective with all the artists, and we're going to get this narrative clear, because it comes from different tactics when people want to get out of contracts. And a lot of people that speak on this, y'all don't know the business. Y'all don't know what y'all are talking about. So it's going to be a teaching moment of love, because it is important. I feel, fight for your reputation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight for my reputation. I'm going to fight for the honorable man I am, the righteous king that I am. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? There could have been an accountant mess up on this one or that one, things that happen in the business. But me, actually, like, I'm running a hustle to get money. I started delivering papers at 12 years old. I was a millionaire when I was 19. You know what I'm saying? And so I will be making sure that the truth comes out, because that's not going down in my legacy. And to me, that's the worst thing in the world, is a thief. The thief is the worst thing. His hand should be chopped. Her hand should be chopped off. His or her hand should be. That's the way I feel about somebody taking something from somebody that ain't theirs. You know what I'm saying? When you could go out and you could go and work for something. And so that right there, I just you know, just in general, the Mace thing, you know, I did one album with Mace. One album. How much money do you think I owe this guy? One album, and then he became a fake pastor and went and conned people, and then y'all gonna let him throw dirt on the God's name? I wrote each and every one, and each and everybody could come and step up. Bring your receipts. But I'm not playing. I'm back outside and I'm fighting back for us. And I'm also do a little fighting back for me. You know what I'm saying? So
how much money I'm just throwing this out. How much money does somebody like a Mace owe you?
Owes me $3 million. That's facts. I got the receipt.
Second album, you gave money to do a second album, never delivered.
Did the album, never delivered. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go back and forth with Mace. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going back and forth with nobody. I'm just going to, if I'm here, I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to speak up for myself now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have you think something that I hate. I hate a thief. I hate somebody that don't got, and I don't hate nobody, but that's with somebody that just got to take something that somebody else worked for, mm-hmm. just for their benefit and their friend. I don't like that.
So you're really doing a special, like you're taping a special to address
these? I think Diddy just came up with that idea right now.
I was more saying, you know, I'm going to use, you know, I have a very successful, thank you mm-hmm. to everybody for supporting, network. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to go and tell my story on my network with one of my podcasts. And I'm going to also get the artists that you know, together to help me clear this up.
What would the
lot
say?
You know, like, I spoke to the lot. Yeah, I told the lot. They going to help me clear it up.
Yeah.
They know. I mean, the truth going to be the truth. But we going to get to the truth. As long as I'm outside, we going to get, not trying to start nothing with nobody. Mace, I love Mace. If anything, and I will tell anybody thinks I owe something, show me the receipt. You get paid in 24 hours. Because sometimes there's accounting problems. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There's Puff owes any money? Well, we all good at recording.
Well, we never really got a big check from Revolt, but that's nothing.
That
you
really
know
went
what
through.
Mean? That have nothing to do.
No. I'm going to tell you what happened with that. You know what I'm saying? Your people at Our Heart, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I gave them the money, and they kept all the money.
Mm. I believe it.
They kept all the money. So now that's why y'all could come to me direct. And y'all get the $2 million direct. You feel me? I'm making
PayPal,
a lot of changes.
Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
I enjoyed being on Revolt.
If you come over to Revolt right now. You remember how y'all was saying, like, Revolt ain't paying. We being cheap. Yeah, we was a startup company.
Y'all good now. Y'all good now.
I actually do a lot of stuff with Revolt on other shows, and they always take care of me.
Yes.
And it's always a pleasant experience.
Yes.
Everybody there is everything smooth. Flights, rooms.
Yeah.
I got a couple more questions.
And I want to say about this show. This show is as big as it is because we unified. Mm-hmm. And that's just facts. That's
people always
number.
Are like, how
that's
come
real.
Y'all not
you know
on Revolt
so,
anymore?
So just make sure as y'all out there, make sure the way you speak about the God, you feel me? Just speak about it like from a place of knowledge and a place of receipts. And,
what's new on Revolt coming up?
New on Revolt? I mean, Carisha, please. Mm-hmm. And, she won last night.
Listen, you know,
Carisha,
I love
Carisha, please, won last
wait,
night.
Wait, wait, wait. I love Carisha.
The new Black Oprah.
She did. But it tied with Drink Champs. Diddy, you know that's some bullshit.
What? It tied.
It tied. I thought it tied. Carisha Please and Drink Champs tied for best podcast.
They both on Revolt.
So you paid for that?
No, I didn't pay for that.
Drink Champs should have won that hand down.
I didn't pay for that.
And I love Carisha, but she only got 5 episodes. How she beat Drink Champs for best podcast, Diddy? Come on now.
Because it was the best podcast of the year. Hands down.
And I love Carisha.
Hands down, it was the best podcast of the year.
No.
But you know what?
I get at the Drink Champs. And $1 million worth of game.
And I feel like a lot of women podcasters don't get their just due. And so I
best podcast of the year, Diddy?
Yes. Yes.
Come on, over Drink Champs, $1 million worth of game?
Hey, yo.
Breakfast Club should have been there.
Hey, De Leon brought to the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Hey, check it out. Don't be mad at me because I'm a winner. All right? Don't be mad at me because I'm a winner.
You stayed with me.
Yeah, you would have stayed. You may have won.
Congrats, Carisha, for that.
Yeah. Congrats to the queen.
Congrats. Love matters.
Let's introduce the record.
Black Lives Matter.
We going to play this remix? Can we play this remix? Or do we got to wait for Friday?
Nah.
I'm just messing with you. Come on, we going to play this remix right now. So this is the remix. Diddy Gotta Move On featuring Young Miami and Ashanti.
Word.
Yeah, Bryson Tiller, Will Trax. Mm-hmm. Done by Ron Browns, New York.
All right, let's do it. It's Puff. It's, oh, you call you Puff.
Diddy, Love.
Nah, y'all can call me all of that, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's Puff, it's Diddy, it's Love.
Yeah.
It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
That's crazy.
With the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day.
With Charlamagne. That's crazy.
God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Ashanti really said that.
I told you.
Wow.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 5th, goes to a Florida woman named Terry Johns. Terry is 59 years old, and she hails from Fort Myers, Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and I'm standing on that. All right? People from the Bronx and Florida don't think like everybody else. They live in a normal that doesn't exist for the rest of us. Case in point. We know what Hurricane Ian did to Florida last week, and gas lines in Florida have been frustratingly long ever since the hurricane has hit. One man told the New York Times Saturday that he waited 6 hours to fill up canisters of gas. Folks need gas for their cars and to run their generators. If you've ever had to experience a hurricane, you understand that, all right? And you can understand the frustration of those long lines. But the way a lot of us deal with frustration is a lot different than how people in Florida deal with frustration, okay? Now, Terry Johns was frustrated. But she was also kind of regulating because she was arrested for allegedly pointing a gun at two women she mistakenly believed were cutting a long gas line. What do you mean she allegedly pointed a gun, Uncle Charlotte? Well, Terry is being accused of aiming a firearm at a car carrying the two women that she felt was trying to skip the line to get gas. Terry said, hell no. I've been in this line for mad long. I got to pee. I'm trying to get my gas and get back to where I need to be. And you going to cut the line? Oh, I'm down to die about this unleaded. I'm down to put a cap in your ass for this regular. And if I got to get premium, have you seen the price of premium? Don't make me kill you about this premium gasoline, okay? I'm waiting patiently in line. You wait patiently in line, too. Or I have you thinking it's the 4th of July out here. But here's the thing. The car was simply trying to make a U-turn in the congested traffic. They weren't trying to cut the line. That's it. The car was simply trying to make a U-turn in the congested traffic. Now, we understand road rage. We've seen it a million times. But you're in traffic at a gas station. Nobody's going anywhere. The line isn't going anywhere. Terry, you not going anywhere. And this car that you thought was cutting the line wasn't going anywhere. They were trying to go somewhere because they were just trying to make a U-turn in the congested traffic. Okay? So what was the point? Huh? Imagine going out for gas and coming back with charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. I don't know if that's a misprint because I ain't never heard about without intent to kill, okay? First of all, I never knew you could have a without intent to kill charge. You pull a gun on me and shoot, unless you got the aim of Hawkeye, you can't tell me you didn't have the intent to kill me. But the moral of the story is, why? I'll tell you why. One word. Three syllables, maybe two, depending how you pronounce it. Flo-ri-da. Please give Terry Johns the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
And yes, I do. I think what Ashanti did was well played because, you know, she didn't get into an interview and respond to anything.
Music. Yeah,
she did it in the music. She did it on a record called "Gotta Move On."
Here we go.
Let me. Why not?
You thought that you could have her on the weekends. Now you're mad because I told you I was leaving.
Let's go.
Again, I'm gone. Again, I'm done. We're gonna move on. Giving obsessed, it's giving you stress, it's giving you press, it's giving this nigga missing the best.
Now, Diddy said that was about Irv. He said that in our conversation this morning.
He did.
You can't sing I Got a Little Penis. That's wild.
Well, how would you like her to say it?
It's one thing to say it in an interview, tell people in your spare time, but to get on a record and sing it?
It lives forever.
You got melodies? You harmonizing? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm walking down the street now. People are like, you got a little...
It would be great if she sang it on a little microphone.
Oh, my God. Tiny desk. Tiny deep. Jesus Christ.
All right.
This is wild out here in these streets. It is wild. It's been a wild week.
It has been a wild week.
Wow. It's been a hell of a week, guys.
All right. Well,
tune in tomorrow night, 11:30 on Comedy Central, right after the Daily Show.
Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Ye?
So, I'm 8 months pregnant. I am currently having my first child.
Congrats.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, how can I support my boyfriend, show him support, because he's freaking out, and I think he's going to be an amazing dad, but people don't talk about how you show your boyfriend support.
Oh, well, first of all, that's dope that you're like, okay, I want to make sure I'm supporting him, you know, during this time. It seems like you're in good spirits.
I am. Everybody's showing me support, and I'm getting the princess treatment, you know?
He's not getting that same treatment, right? And I think that's amazing because people don't normally think about that. Like, how can I support him? He's nervous. He's scared to have his first baby. I think the best thing you can do is be as prepared as possible. You know, and planning and making sure the room is ready, making sure things are put together that the way that they need to be. I think that being nervous is not a bad thing, though.
I understand. I feel you.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he's excited. He's nervous. I think that's a normal feeling.
Do I give him, like, words of encouragement? Does he get a push gift? Like,
yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, look, Envy said that'd be nice. Envy got six push
My wife
gifts.
Gave me a push gift, but you know, the first one, this is your first one?
Yeah, she said it's their first.
You know, it's tough because as a father, when you have your first child, you start panicking, right? Because you want to make sure everything is right. You want to make sure you're financially secure. You want to make sure you're mentally secure. You want to make sure you have everything in place. You don't necessarily know how to change a diaper. So all these thoughts are running. Am I going to be a good dad? So he's probably just nervous.
You know what you should do? I think you should write him all the things that you love about him and all the reasons that he's going to be a great dad and think of cute ways to express that to him all the time.
That sounds really cute. Make him cry a little bit. Get him all emotional.
You guys are excited together. It's a beautiful thing. And he's nervous because he wants to be great.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, and congrats. Check back in with us once the baby's born and send us a picture.
Of course. We got November 14th. I'm scared and nervous.
Okay, good. But you sound hyped. So that's the most important thing. Scared, nervous, and excited.
Yeah, team boy bomb. Well, y'all have a beautiful day.
You too.
All righty, mama. All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Ye.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning. What's your question for Ye?
Hi, Ye. How you doing today?
What's up, Michelle? How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to first say congratulations on your show. I'm so excited to see what new things you get into. I love your podcast.
Thank you. You saw we were talking about Spice yesterday. She said masturbation is sex with a demon.
Girl, let me tell you something. We're not going to get on that topic right now.
Okay, what's your question?
I just wanted to talk to you about, so long story short, been dating this guy for a couple months now. It's been about 4 or 5 months. Normally, you know, I go for the bad guy. I love the hood guys. I love the adventure. I love that type of spice in my life. But this guy's kind of different, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Basically, the typical man you would ask for. He, you know, gives me flowers, you know, buys me new flowers before they die. We go out on dates. Everything as far as the man category adds up. Great job, great father, great head on his shoulders. But I can't get the chemistry to spark. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody's like, oh my God, girl, that's crazy. This man does everything for you. Why would you consider leaving him? And for me, passion is everything. And there's no spark. There's no passion. There's no chemistry. I've tried to do different dates, and I just can't get it to come to the surface. So am I crazy for potentially walking away from something that could really be good for me because, you know, there's no passion.
I had a situation like that where I was with somebody and he was like great on paper, financially stable, amazing, did everything for me, but I just was not like attracted to him like that. And he wasn't bad looking. It was just a chemistry thing. And that's not something that you could force, you know? And to me, it's like, if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. It's your relationship, and it's not for you to tell or explain to anybody else why something that looks good on paper is not right for you. If you feel like this just isn't it, it won't end up well for you. Now, maybe you'll end up walking away and regret it. That's the only thing. And you'll be like, you know what? There's nothing better out here, and I actually miss him. Sometimes that's the way for you to really know what it is, and that's a risk that you'll have to take, because if you do that and you want to go back, it might be too late. So you have to weigh those things out. But I do feel like, you know, if the chemistry's not there, you might end up stepping out.
And that's how I feel, too. I'm a very, you know, I'm a very passionate person. I'm a passion, you know, I deal with my emotions. So for me, it's like I've never been a materialistic person. I don't want to stay with someone just because what they can't provide for me. Mm-hmm. Although that's great that he's able to provide that stability and able to bring, you know, the flowers and all that extra beautiful stuff, because I appreciate it. But if I'm doing all that and we're doing all that and I still feel nothing, I don't want to stay here and fake the funk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I think you know what you want to do already.
Yeah.
And you don't need validation from anybody else. You don't have to worry about what anybody else has to say about the decisions that you make about your love life.
Absolutely. And I think that's where I'm at right now. I'm listening to the girl, you crazy. This man does this. And girl, you crazy. This man does that. And I'm like, but girl, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. You're like, I want to, you know, be excited and passionate. But I will say, you got to get out of this bad boy phase, too, at the same time.
I know. I think for me, it's just the adventure of it. You know, they say, like, toxic relationships sometimes become like a drug because you get used to the highs and the lows, which is not necessarily a good thing, but you always chasing that adventure. So for me, it's like finding the balance between the normality of a regular healthy relationship and still maintaining that passion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you don't want to also just wear yourself out being with guys that ain't good for you either. And you got to find out why that's what you're attracted to. You got to grow out of that.
We working on it. But I appreciate you. I was like, I'm not crazy for feeling this way. I mean, the gifts is nice and everything, but I want the passion. I want the love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel how you feel, girl. It's your life. You live your life.
Well, I appreciate you. I'm so excited to see what you got coming for us. And I thank you for listening to me this morning.
Thank you for listening to us this morning. We appreciate you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Hey, Star. Hi, Star.
Peace, 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 queen. How are you?
Good. I'll be watching your show.
Thank you. Hell of a week. Every Thursday night, 11:30 on Comedy Central, right after The Daily Show.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, BET Hip Hop Awards. Let's give you some highlights of what went down last night.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's talk to BET Awards.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, DJ Envy, you were on the red carpet at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite things that they did this year, though, is that they had the Cypher. And the Cypher was actually, you know, people who don't rap.
Well, no, they had two Cyphers. They had the regular Cypher, and then for promo, they also had,
that was,
know,
a great promo,
who don't
though.
Usually rap, yep.
Because it was actually really funny. Like, some people I thought did a great job. Don't Call Me White Girl. Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
She killed it in her Cypher.
She did.
My girl Jasmine Brand. Regine Carter actually took part of the Cypher, and Lil Wayne wrote her rap.
Young Carter, that's Miss Carter. Best rapper alive, you know his daughter. Drip harder, that's a flood warning. Mud flaps on the bands with no mud on them.
Mm.
Your girl tapping, throw some ones on her. You know that little bitty bitch ain't hot dog, put some buns on her. I got bread, I throw crumbs on her. And if she really want the smoke, she gon' end up needing a lung donor. Stop playing with me, I got your mans with me. I let you keep his belly full, I keep his bag empty. smoking on some good that my dad sent me. Smoking that my mama Bentley got her mad with me.
Okay, drop on the clues bomb for Reginae. Man, Reginae took it serious. She did. Everybody else was playing. Reginae came in there with bars. I didn't know she was going to be for real,
She killed
Damn.
She
I'm telling you, we need a whole thing just on this. But, you know, shout out to everybody who took part in
Salute to Pretty V, too. Pretty V bodied last night. Lady Lemon Pepper.
Also, Pinky from Slutty Vegan. Tammy Roman did it. Nico from P Valley, he killed it. So, shout out to everybody that took part in that. Lala Milan.
Yeah, Lala Milan. I think Dapper Dan. I think Ernest was the one that thought of this. And
Tasha and Ernest.
Yeah, Tasha and Ernest thought of this and did it.
They should have did a podcast cipher. Because, you know, you got all the rappers turning podcasters. They should have did Nori, Nelly, Budden. They should have did a podcast.
That would have been dope. You?
No, I'm not. Shut up.
You do used to rap.
Dizzy Van Winkle, that was your rap name.
Knock it off.
That was your rap name.
Knock it off. All right, now, Hip Hop Artist of the Year went to Kendrick Lamar. Hip Hop Album of the Year also went to Kendrick Lamar. Song of the Year went to Latto with Big Energy. That's my song, so I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm. Our best breakthrough hip hop artist was Glorilla, and here she is getting her award.
First of all, I want to thank God. Y'all, I'm crying. I want to thank God. I want to thank my team, my mama, Yo Gotti, the biggest CEO, my manager, my family, everybody that supported me. Thank y'all. Y'all, I don't know what to say. Let's go! Woo!
Okay, so congratulations to her. I mean, that, you know, FNF is the joint right there. All right, best hip-hop platform. There was a tie. And then you talked about this earlier with Diddy in the interview. You can check that out.
As I told Diddy, that was some BS.
Carisha Please and Drink Champs. Here is Drink Champs winning.
I'm going to keep it 100. I haven't been to a award show since Pun been alive. Me and Pun sat in these seats over there somewhere. And Silk the Shocker beat us in every category there was. I promise to never come to another award show again because I didn't want to be embarrassed. Because hood get embarrassed too, y'all. But I came tonight. Pun told me to come. He said Fat Joe is hosting. He said Mobb Deep is going to be there. He said you got to come tonight with your wife, your beautiful wife, and accept this award on every hood that cut school and was in the resource room. I was in special education. I never learned language. I'm not sure if I know how to read, but I'm here.
Drop on the clues bombs for NO and DJ EFN. Make sure you subscribe to that.
And shout out to Neri, his beautiful wife, who he shouted out also.
That's right. And make sure you subscribe to the Black Effect. I mean, make sure you subscribe to the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And as I told Diddy, that was complete BS. I love Carisha Please, but it's only been 4 or 5 episodes. How's she the best hip hop platform? You can't tie it with Drink Champs? No. It should have been Drink Champs, hands down, or $1 million worth of game. Who else was in that category?
Versus
Big Boy.
The Breakfast Club, Big Boy, Complex, Hip Hop DX.
Once again,
NPR, Tiny Desk.
Should have been Drink Champs or $1 million worth of game.
All right.
But a tie, come on. And I love Carisha Please, but 4 or 5 episodes, that's politics as usual. Come on.
All right, and shout out to Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free, my guy Dave Free. They also won for Video Director of the Year. DJ Drama for DJ of the Year, and Producer of the Year was Hitmaker. So those are just some of the awards that were given out. All right, and that is your rumor report.
I like the blend of the young and the old at the BET Hip Hop Awards. You know what I mean? It shows that it never have I seen in the culture. It's been like no divide. Like it's just all one thing. You just got your seasoned veterans and you got your, I don't want to say rookies, but your youngins.
Yeah, the youngins.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Fairy Tale. Stephen King takes you through a doorway to another world. Get ready. Start listening when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at the home of storytelling, audible.com/breakfastclub.
Jay, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. First, I want to tell people, make sure you register to come to the Mental Wealth Expo this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's my second annual Mental Wealth Expo. It's a day of mental health education and healing. We got some of the best mental health professionals in the country coming and some spiritual leaders, Sarah Jakes Roberts. Pastor Torrey Roberts will be giving the keynote speech. We got Debbie Brown. We got Nadra Tawab Glover. We got Dr. Rita Walker, the author of The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health. We got Dr. Alfie Breland Noble. A lot of people. G Herbo's going to be there. Joey Badass. So we'll see you this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's a free event. All you got to do is go to mentalwealthexpo.com to register to be there. Okay? Now, the positive note is simply this. I'm healing me. I'm loving me. I'm supporting me. I'm showing up for me. I'm defending me. I'm nurturing me. I'm protecting me. I'm committed to seeing me win. Y'all have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.